This year's International Religious Report wraps out Egypt. The world's largest missions conference adds a networking component, and a teen web outreach goes live. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. This year's International Religious Freedom Report notes that sectarian violence has increased in Egypt, and despite promises from Egypt's new leader, President Mohamed Morsi, to be the president of all Egyptians, Christians are still unsure. Still, there are steps in the right direction, notes Rex Rogers, president of Sat7 USA.
The new president in Egypt has extended an opportunity for two Christian leaders that we know at Sat7 to work with the new constitutional committee whenever that group finally begins its work.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television agency to the Middle East and North Africa, and Rogers explains that their teams in Cairo adjusted programming to create a public forum to handle the nervousness.
We simply talk about who is Christ, what does he mean in your life. We have testimonials of people whose lives have been changed. And again, we get great response, and we get people contacting us in a variety of ways, talking about their newfound faith. A new commitment to Jesus Christ.
Next, the Olympics are a bright celebration of athletic achievement. The dark underbelly involves people, too, but they're being bought and sold. There are 9 million visitors to London right now, and trafficking is rampant. Stop the Traffic is an awareness and prevention group. Bex Keir says they're using life-sized gift boxes to share their message.
It's here to replicate the real experience of trafficking, that you have the promise and you have that deception, but the reality is one that is so different.
Victims' stories are found inside. They're teaching prevention, too. One person makes a difference.
I think when you see something, you might be the only person that sees it. And so actually sometimes you have to take that gut instinct and respond to it. And it's about passing that information on to the appropriate person.
The Evangelical Free Church had similar experiences with the Euro Cup held in June in Ukraine. Gospel workers asked prayer for fans to guard their hearts, for victims to be safe, and for Christ's light to shine in a dark place. You're listening to Mission Network News. We've been telling you about Urbana 12, the largest mission conference to students in the world coming to St. Louis, Missouri. This year, the December Conference for Young Believers is adding Launch Lab. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Nikki Toyama-Zato explains.
Launch Lab is an opportunity for people who have an idea, and it's a place where you can meet with coaches, other folks who have sort of gone that path before.
They hope that Launch Lab will create networking.
There's also a lot of people there who might have a similar passion, but different job skills. So you might be able to get connected to a graphic artist who's also really interested in some of the issues that you're interested in, and then you guys can work together.
The purpose?
We believe people are given passions and skills and opportunities by God to be used for His glory and for the building of His kingdom. So Launch Lab is one resource to help people who want to make that into a reality.
And it seems like it's harder and harder to reach teens in this technological age. But Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' The Doug and John Show is using that very technology to reach teens for Christ. Doug Hutchcraft explains they want to meet the teens where they are.
If they're looking for help on YouTube, if they're looking for help on Facebook, if they're looking for help on websites, we want to make sure, like Jesus did, that we are where they are to offer them hope.
The Doug and John Show website, Facebook page, and YouTube channel are mainly based on comedy, but they answer tough questions about God, life, and death, too. The response to Christ has been so outstanding that on August 9th, the first ever Doug and John live show will air. Tell the teens you know.
All they need to do is go to the Doug and John Show Facebook fan page, click like, and they will be seeing us in their news feeds on Facebook, and they'll know when we're having these live events.
Our website has a link. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Mission by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and their approach needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.